Greetings, growers from around the world. Jordan River here with more GrowCast coming at you. Just the right climate. Today, we have Rizo Rich on the line. We are talking about breeding. We are talking about the climate of the cannabis community. We talk about Instagram and all the crazy stuff going on. Breeder beef, we do everything in this episode. I know you guys like this stuff. We also do some awesome strain reviews. I know you're a big fan of the Rhino, so I'm not going to waste any time. Let's jump right into it. But before that, shout out to Mighty Hydro. That's right, the San Diego Hydro store of GrowCast's choice. Mighty Hydro is a convenient hydroponic supplier in the San Diego area. They've got an awesome selection and a knowledgeable staff, and they are hosting us for our Living Soil Masterclass. In fact, that masterclass is going down this weekend. That's right, growcastpodcast.com/classes to find all our classes. And we love stores like Mighty Hydro because they support home grow education. It's so important to get one-on-one with you students and help educate you. And a lot of stores don't want to play, but Mighty Hydro, they're for the community, they're for education, and they're our choice hydro store in the San Diego area. Find them on Complex Drive up in San Diego proper. Very convenient location, highly reviewed. Great selection, knowledgeable staff. They've got what you need. If you're in the San Diego area, check out Mighty Hydro for all your growing needs. And thank you to Mighty Hydro for letting us do our masterclass in your space. Thank you so much. We appreciate you and how much you support the community and the educational work that we do. Thank you, Mighty Hydro San Diego. All right, let's get into it with Rizo Rich. Thank you for listening and enjoy the show. Hello, podcast listeners. You are now listening to GrowCast. I'm your host, Jordan River, and I want to thank you for tuning in again today. Before we get started, as always, share this show with a friend. Turn someone on to growing. That's the best thing you can do. And make sure to check out all the action that goes on in the GrowCast universe at growcastpodcast.com/action. There you can find SeedCo, you can find our membership and all the classes we're doing. growcastpodcast.com/action to see all the action, everybody. Today, we are on the line with the breeder from GrowCast Seed Co. He needs no introduction. Rizo Rich is back. What's up, Rhino? How you doing, man?
I'm doing good. How about you, man? How you doing?
Doing so good. Got the new biodome set up here. Bunch of new equipment. So that was a cool upgrade. Last time we talked, we were getting over our COVID. That's where people left off. So we want to make sure an update on that. You feeling better? Everything good? I know you had some ongoing symptoms like I did. You feeling better now?
Yeah, dude. I mean, I feel 100% like so far as sickness and physically, and I'm not as tired anymore. Still got some brain fog and shit. But other than that,
right?
You know, doing good otherwise. So I can deal with it.
Man, I couldn't remember my own fucking address when I was trying to think of, it's crazy, the brain fog. Like I couldn't remember my Oklahoma address. I was like struggling to remember shit like that.
Dude, I believe it. It was weird. A relative who lived rather close to. I couldn't remember if they were passed away or if they were still alive. I had to ask my wife. She's like, they've been dead for 3 years.
Jeez, dude.
Dude, what the fuck?
It fucks with your brain.
I know what you mean. It's just really like weird shit. You just forget. The first time I had COVID, I really couldn't remember how to like drive the same afterward. It was really
weird. Fuck, dude. It sounds like you
I didn't get that as bad this time, but.
Okay. You got to stay safe out there, man. We don't need you fucking catching another round.
No, definitely.
But we're glad you're better, man. We're glad you're better. Back at it, of course, doing everything with GrowCast Seed Co. The pancakes pollination was absolutely sick. We've got some new stuff in the works that we're going to get to. And we're going to talk about all sorts of stuff today. But we are here in Habitat September. And this episode, before we get into the Seed Co. stuff, is a little bit different. Man, I'm so excited to do this with you, Rich, because we talk about community stuff all the time off air, but we wanted to bring it on air. And, you know, it's funny, we talk about the climate in our grow room, but this episode's kind of about the climate in the cannabis community, right? What's going on, the ether of what's happening in the cannabis space. And that's what we're going to talk about today. Man, there's been so much fucking craziness. I can't believe how the cannabis industry has evolved just since you and I got started. Because now here we are, so many legal states, fucking MSOs pushing for no home grow, Instagram scammers right out there faking everyone's page left and right. There's 10 pages for every breeder and 9 of them are fake. We've entered this kind of like Black Mirror version of the cannabis space. And it's just been crazy, man.
So true.
You fell victim to a faker just here recently, we were doing and are still doing that little giveaway where people are messing with them. But man, how did that feel getting your page taken down that you'd worked so hard for and then see this fake page cropping right up right after, which we're going to talk about? That had to have been disheartening though, huh?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely disheartening. You know, when I lost my main page that I had for a little over 3 years, which that was the second page. I had actually lost the first one.
Oh, that's right.
But the second one I had for a little over 3 years. And it definitely sucked losing that one. You know, it really didn't, as far as I saw, never really had any reports against it. I never really got warned. It just woke up and it was gone. And then, like you said, like a week later, I'm getting DMs from people telling me that there's somebody using my name just with an extra underscore at the end of it, with the account that's like basically copied of mine, and you know, trying to scam people and telling them that they want a giveaway and send info and this, that, and the other, which, like you said, you see with other breeders and stuff. You know, there's 9, 10 different pages, but only one of them's real. It's just, like you said, it's very disheartening to see, because I know I've reported this scammer's page a few times. I know you have. I know a bunch of members have.
Hundreds.
People from my IG. And this page, like even today, it's still up and operating, and it has to have over 100 reports on it. And it's just amazing, because it's literally a copy of my page. So when my page gets shut down and his is still up, it just, it doesn't make sense.
It doesn't make sense.
It's really weird.
I want to dig into that. But first, how grateful are you and I for this community when one of our pages gets taken down, we have the podcast, where nobody can fake this podcast. Good luck trying. We have the Order of Cultivation Discord, where we are in there every single day talking with each other and stuff.
100%. Thank God we had Discord and all that stuff, dude. And I basically, you know, I don't have as many followers on the new page as I did, but surprisingly, I have the same amount of engagement, you know, amount of likes and stuff like that, and same amount of talking with people and shit like that. So, I mean, like you said, it didn't affect me much at the end of the day. It's just super disheartening to see, like you said, and upsetting to see that somebody can operate like that. And, you know, we're trying to do things legitimately. And
yeah. And they operate with impunity. That's the problem. Now, what you said was really interesting, because I want to kind of recap where my head is at with Instagram. I think about this shit a lot, you guys. Recap our stance on all of this and what's happening. So I've said before that the best thing you can do is insulate yourself and get off of these platforms however you can.
Yeah.
And the reason I've always said that is because it's only going to get worse. It's not going to get better. Yes, you can rebuild. Yes, Instagram is the hotness for now, and you can still redo your page. But when you're just building up a page, you're working for them. If you don't somehow take those people off, yeah, you're working for them. All you're doing is filling post space between their ads. Now, when they find out that you're cannabis, they're going to start throttling you. So I've got almost 17,000 followers, but my like count doesn't change. You can go into your insights and see they're only showing your posts to 2,000 people or 3,000 people.
100%.
So you restart a page, you get, you know, 2,000 or 3,000 people back. You're getting the same amount of likes. Now, what's disturbing is you're spending all of this time and energy building a following on a platform which you cannot communicate with. Where if you send out a message, it's not going to your 16,000 followers. It's only going to 2,000 or 3,000 that they've selected. And it's just a numbers game, and it's like a ghost game. So that's where we've stood on this for a while and why we've built outside of Instagram. And I got news for you. Like, yes, Instagram still holds strong as the place for the cannabis community.
Oh, it's a business card for sure.
But man, they were saying the same thing about MySpace and music. They were saying the same thing.
Right.
How relevant is MySpace? I don't think it's going to be around forever. Now, Meta is a little different than MySpace. Instagram's owned by Meta. And what they do is, you know, they're like a fucking super conglomerate. They absorb all of their competition. You know, they buy up anything that, just like Instagram got bought up. So they might be a little more resilient because of that. But at the end of the day, the cool social media platform is determined by where the 9 to 14-year-old kids go. That's the one that everybody's using. Right now it's Instagram and TikTok. No one's on Facebook.
And that's, you know, besides the whole federally illegal thing still, that's a huge reason why they fuck with us too, you know?
1,000%. We know Meta is anti-cannabis.
Well,
so
I do, just want to thank you for having me off platform and making sure that Seedco and myself and all that was off platform.
Get out of here,
so
dude.
That when this happened, it was super easy. And like I said, it really didn't affect us except for, or even affect me except for, you know, losing a page and
right.
And a little disheartening, you know, shit like that. But other than that, dude, like I am super thankful that I listened and, you know, we did that because
it's crazy, right? I've been talking about this for years.
I couldn't imagine losing my page and that would have been all I had like that.
Right.
Dude, I mean, I don't know. Like you said, you can't reach everybody as it is. So that sucks. But if you're only basing, you know, everything off of that page,
it's devastating.
You know, you're taking a huge gamble.
Yeah.
For sure. All it takes is one morning to wake up. You know, you've been good for, think about this, for 3 years, I never got a warning. I never once had a warning on my pages that, hey, be careful. This post goes against our guidelines.
That's
I know
weird.
I was being throttled, but I never got a warning. I just woke up and it was gone. So
that is really, really
it's
weird.
It's all
man.
It takes, dude. You know, it's you can be missed, wake up all happy-go-lucky one morning and all it takes is open up your phone and be like, fuck.
Yeah, man. And you nailed
it. Don't depend on IG by itself. That's a terrible thing to do.
1,000%. And imagine if, like you said, your whole business is built up on there and then it's gone one day. I've been talking about this for 2 years. It's my pleasure to have helped you deplatform and off platform rather. And even though I was super, super prepared with everything, when I lost my page, which I eventually got back from Instagram, it still felt really bad. Like I was surprised.
Oh yeah, dude.
I was totally prepared, but it was, there's still this weird.
It still feels like shit.
It does. And that's because your social media kind of ties to your identity. We're going to get into that. Poetry of Plants is going to come up
dude,
on this podcast.
Almost,
and he said that. So
yeah,
true.
I'm sure you're going to tie into it, but it almost feels like as weird as it sounds, like going back to high school, like you're being picked on or something, you know?
Yeah, totally.
Like, why is it my page, you know?
Victimized, but, dude, being singled out. So let's talk about why that happens. I am on full-blown conspiracy mode right now because I need an explanation. Maybe somebody who knows a lot about the algorithm can write us. Oh, you know, we do have somebody that we got hooked up with from the Foop who's an expert. Maybe I need to have him on the show because here's the question, man. It's exactly what you said a second ago. How come a scammer can have your same posts that you get removed for
same
and they
pictures
can
everything.
Post them up there, get hundreds of reports and not get taken down, yet your page gets taken down? Now, when I'm breaking down this logically, there's only a couple of things, a couple of ways that it could go in my initial estimation. One is that you are getting more reports than you know,
right.
And they're not using a community of hundreds of people like us. They're using bots. So either they do have more, you do have more reports than them because they're using bots, or you have less reports than them and they're still sticking around, which makes me think, is there some sort of like scammer man on the inside type thing? I know that sounds like kind of crazy, but if you understand how Facebook and Meta moderation works, there's some disturbing Facebook moderator documentaries out there. Watch them at your own risk. But
I
basically,
doubt it, dude.
Basically they have people in, you know, borderline third world countries or third world countries monitoring Facebook content day and night, and they see the most fucked up shit and they have to decide whether or not it gets banned. So I'm thinking maybe some of these scammers know some low level employees on the inside that might favor the scamming pages in return for a cut. Again, it's like wild
Whoa.
Speculation, but how else
well,
could this happen?
Somebody's got to do it.
How else could this shit happen, dude?
Yeah, and somebody's got to do the job, you know? And
yes.
Those people have friends, so it's not, like, implausible, you know what I mean?
Yes, exactly. Exactly, dude. So those are my only two kind of guesses at all of this. And the bot thing actually points to some recent posts by Poetry of Plants. You guys know Poetry of Plants. He's been on this show before. He's got a huge Instagram page.
For
He's
sure.
making all sorts of memes and stuff. But he went through some shit where somebody, I don't think they were impersonating him, but they were blackmailing him. They were extorting him. They DM'd him and shit. This
Holy
is from
shit.
What I gathered. So please, like you can follow up and scroll back in his feed or talk to him about it. But my understanding was they were extorting him for his Instagram page. They said, we're going to take down your page unless you send us $500 in Bitcoin or whatever it was. And of course, he starts like openly talking about it. And he said that he basically went on a little investigation into this world. And what he found was highly, highly disturbing. There are these like Telegram groups of these hackers and scammers that receive bounties for taking down Instagram accounts. So it's like someone will post a bounty and say $500 in Bitcoin to whoever takes down this post. They all try to do it. It's like a game to them. They take them down. They laugh about it. They share all their strategies. And basically it's these groups of programmers who use bots to take down pages for money. So there could be a competitor on some Instagram site that put a bounty on your Instagram account that these guys took down. Nuts, right? Not you specifically. I'm just saying, like in his case, like this could be a reality. And Poetry's post was scary because he was like, I can't fight this. It's too big. It's like, what the fuck?
Hey, you know, I want to touch like on Dark something Mirror, you just said a minute ago when you said people in other countries or possibly borderline third world countries or even in third world countries that are monitoring these posts and stuff. Do you think it's possible too that, like, you know, shit gets reported, maybe, you know, a lot of it goes through algorithm. The algorithm kind of just doesn't give a fuck and doesn't really do anything most of the time. But do you think every now and then that sometimes those reports get sent to a real person, and maybe if you happen to get sent to the wrong person,
1,000%,
that could be what's getting people's pages shut down too? Like, maybe you're not hit for so long because it just never, it hit somebody in, you know, that was monitoring in California the whole time and they just didn't give a fuck if it was a person that saw it. And then maybe one day you hit somebody in
the Philippines,
you know, a country
or,
that's not so friendly or something.
Exactly.
So
and not
it
just
makes
that.
Me wonder if that's going on too.
That is that's like Occam's razor, right? Like the most simple explanation. And that could be it, dude.
That was the first thing I thought of.
Well,
but
my understanding about how this works, like from when I watched those documentaries, is that the algorithm can recognize certain things and is kind of like the first screen. Right. So
right.
Like if you post a picture of a plant and it gets taken down instantly. Yeah. First of all, you're right. Sometimes you can see a description.
That's
where
what my
plant.
Old phone used to do. It would say plant on it.
Yeah. And then other times you'll post a picture and it'll get taken down so fast, you know, no one reported it. That's because the algorithm recognized a 5-finger fan leaf on your plant.
Gotcha.
And the machine learning. This is how fucked up this is. The machine learning determined that was a cannabis plant. And it eliminated it right away.
Maybe you used the tag or something too.
Right.
Like mixed in with it.
I'm pretty sure that that's like the first line of defense. And then if you, for instance, request a review, I think the reason that those take time is probably because hopefully they're reviewed by a person at that point. Now, what you said is absolutely true. Here's some dude in the Philippines who's never seen a cannabis plant, doesn't know anything about the industry. He's looking at your feed and he's looking at the terms of service of Instagram.
And going, holy shit, this is a no-no, dude.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe
he is. Or maybe he's like seeing that you posted a lot about classes recently. And he's like, looks like a lot of people sitting in room. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
How much of your feed has to be egregious to this individual for them to say, yes, this was a bad post. And then basically all of those individual marks add up into a trust score. Everybody has an invisible trust score. So if you're being throttled and you just know they're not showing your post to anybody, it's because your trust score is low. You may have been posting about selling things or too many URLs. Like it can recognize when you're trying to send people to your business. They don't want you doing that. They just want you dancing in front of the camera like a fucking TikTok dance so they can fill time and literally use your physical labor.
Grab your info.
Grab your personal info. Use your physical dancing labor to occupy space between their paid advertisements. That's what they really want you to do. But also, here's the other side of that. So there are some successful cannabis pages, right? The reason you gain clout in the algorithm is by a couple of simple things. Like, yes, likes, more importantly, favorites and shares. We all know that. Also, they can
tell. A lot of it's luck.
A lot of it's luck. They can also tell how long you spend on a post. Obviously, whatever's centered in your feed is what you're viewing, but they also track eye movements through a lot of these smartphones. They're capable of tracking where you're looking and the faces you're making and this sort of thing. So if you have posts where people sit and watch them to the end, even if it's a cannabis post or a cannabis account, the algorithm's like, well, people are really watching this. And so they give you an increased boost in the algorithm. This is what I've learned about Instagram from my own research. And then also talking to that guy, Michael from Foop, or the friend of Foop. It's fucked up, man. I don't know what's going on. And I'm glad that your new page is up and safe. Can we give the new page and the fake page out right now to the listeners?
Yeah, the new real page is rizo_richicc. The fake page is rizo_richicc_. So it has that underscore at the end. Do not follow the underscore at the end one.
Or go fuck with him. We're giving away seeds right now.
Or go mess with
him
if you want.
We got some funny ones. I'm going to post, man. We got some pretty funny ones.
Yeah, I've gotten a few in my DM too. It's been nice. People have been really messing with that guy.
Yeah, mess with the scammer.
Or whoever.
Yeah, and either just waste his time and draw it out or send something real funny and then take a screenshot of your interaction and get it to us to be entered to win a bundle of seed packs. So you want to get it to us, either DM on Instagram. If you're on Instagram, at Growcast, that's probably the easiest way. Yeah, that's how you want to do it. We also have the email, contact@growcastpodcast.com. But a fun little thing, those scammers are the scum of the earth.
Yeah.
They're stealing innocent people's money and then leveraging other people's identities to do it. So I have no mercy for them. Please go mess with that guy if you have the time.
Yeah, you don't want people getting scammed. That sucks.
Fuck no, dude. That's, yeah, there's no defending these people. So it's just crazy. Like, this is where we're at now. You're buying a pack of seeds and you might be sending Bitcoin to some fucking imposter. There's fake accounts and botting rings trying to take down your shit. I don't think it's going to last for long. I think Instagram is on the way out. I think that social media in general
There'll
is like...
There'll be something new eventually. You know? I mean, can only last so long. Ran past its course as it is.
It's crazy though. And it's crazy how it affects the climate of the industry.
It really does. You know, it really is. Unfortunately, like you said, it is like the number one spot for canna companies, like business card wise. It's, you know, you can send somebody to your page. They can look at all your grows and pics and stuff stored in one area, videos. So unfortunately, it is a big spot for people.
It's true. And, you know, we did a meetup last night in Oklahoma and I didn't have any cards on me. Some guy was at the smoking lounge and we ended up like giving him seeds and bringing him over. And we were all smoking together. But he was like, what's your info? Where's your info? Couldn't get my business card. Was like, what do we do? You got an IG? Yeah, I'm on IG. His grow's on IG. It's like, fuck, man. That's just where everyone is right now.
It is,
I hope
man.
That changes. I really hope that changes. But we'll see. I think it's going to go the way of MySpace. But the way that Meta operates might prove me wrong. They might be more resilient than I initially suspect. But it's crazy shit, man. It's just craziness out there. There's a lot of drama going on Instagram. That's where all the breeder drama is.
Oh God!
People love it when we cover it, man. Let's do this. Let's talk about some breeder drama. I love getting your opinion. You down?
Oh yeah, I'm always down, man.
I mean, we keep it general usually, and we're still going to talk about the principles behind this stuff. But there's some crazy controversy going down with Seed Junkie. Seed Junkie Jay Beezy. Is that the guy, Jay Beezy?
Yeah, you were telling me about this. I have not seen it yet, but yeah, you were telling me about this.
This was another one that Poetry and these guys, Sun Grown Mids, another guest of the show, were covering. And it's an interesting kind of conundrum, and I want to break it down as low as we can go. So I'm going to try to give the overview. Again, go and check out some of the like meme stories on this to get the full information, but basically it goes like this. Glass House is a publicly traded, I believe, cannabis company, and they are one of the big operators, right? Out there, one of the big companies. And I guess one of their board members, maybe their CEO, I think it was just a board member, I don't know, was an ex-law enforcement who allegedly, from my understanding, actively put people in prison for cannabis. So say what you will about that, right? Like companies will do what they're going to do and whatever. That doesn't surprise too many people.
No.
Then Seed Junkie Jay Beezy, very, very prolific breeder, toast of the town before this, as Rizo Rich pointed out, he partners with Glasshouse and then gets called out on working with a company where some of the owners or board members or whatever are openly ex-law enforcement. And it's a big deal for him. It's a big boon for Jay Beezy, and people were calling him out, you know, about working with the fucking fuzz, and now you're making money. People are still in jail for this, and now you're working for a company that has a board member who's law enforcement. Where do you want to start with this, man? I know you just worked with some of Seed Junkie's work. What does this mean for him? Is this something that you think is egregious? What are your thoughts on this?
Yeah, I do want to preface this by saying a few things. One, you know, so far as Toast of the Town, I mean, he definitely has some good stuff. What I really mean, though, is he is one of the top breeders so far, as he can sell a pack of seeds for $600 or up to $1,000+ consistently all day long. And he'll put on his website that, you know, it's a one-time deal, that if the male loses it or something happens, he's not going to replace that pack of seeds.
Jesus.
And people will still buy them. So that just tells you how much clout, or whatever you want to call it, that guy has behind him, that people are willing to pay that and will take that risk. So
it's a good point, man.
You know, and whatever this company must have offered him for him to sell it had to be quite a bit of money. And I'm sure this guy built his company up on the assumption that either one day he was going to make a shit ton of money or sell it and make a shit ton of money. I also want to say I'm not a fan of the cop being on there. That really sucks. But at the same time, I mean, that's just how business is. There's going to be people that did things in the past that, you know, maybe you didn't agree with. I'm not a fan of it. It's not something I'm going to support personally.
I don't think I could sleep at night
and waste my time. Yeah, I don't think I could sleep at night if I was him doing that, especially as much respect as that guy has earned in the community and the fact that he's able to sell packs like that and make that kind of money. But at the same time, I have to look at it from both sides and think, Jesus, if he's already making that kind of money, what in the hell did they offer that guy for him?
And we've talked about this before.
You know
on the
what
show.
I mean?
Like, yeah.
It must have been something insane. And as a cannabis company, for what he is doing is kind of like the whole Jungle Boys cookie thing. Like, that seems like that's their end goal, is to sell to somebody huge that they're going to just make an ungodly amount of money on and be able to do whatever the fuck they want. So, I mean, while I don't agree with it, it's not my cup of tea, I'm not like super shocked by it, I guess, is what I'm getting at.
1,000%. That's a good way to put it. There's some interesting nuances, though. This is something we've talked about on the show before. As somebody who's worked on...
I won't support it, you know.
Yeah, but as somebody who's worked on businesses, we've talked about this before on the show. You know, you build a business to sell it.
Yeah.
I have a hard time judging Psychonutrients for selling their company to Hawthorne. I don't like it. I don't support it. If I owned a company, I'm not sure that I could. Like, I understand the generational wealth for my family and stuff, but I think that for certain people, that's going to be one of those things where you can't sleep at night, right? And money doesn't make you happy at the end of the day.
Oh, totally. And the ex-cop thing is just gross.
That's the difference, right? So again, I don't support Monsanto and they're doing horrible things and stuff. But like, to me, it seems to be a level further. If there's any sort of involvement or benefactors that actively put people in jail for cannabis. Now, here's the other thing, right? Do you put all law enforcement in that category? That makes it even more blurry.
Dude, our community puts anybody who even fucked around with law enforcement in that community. I mean, I'm not going
to say names. That's way more blurry to me.
But there's people that me and you have talked about that there's certain people in the community absolutely despise because this person did work somewhat for law enforcement. Didn't like work for them, wasn't a cop.
Wasn't
I'm
a snitch
sure you know
either.
Who I'm talking about.
I know what you're saying.
Wasn't a snitch.
It was a separate job that they were working with law enforcement with, like totally separate from cannabis.
Yeah, and this is not what the person did, but let me throw an example out there. So you own a mechanic shop and the police bring their car in and have you put the light bar on top of it. Like that kind of shit.
Exactly,
you know what I mean?
Bro. Exactly.
Like that kind of job. And people despise this guy because he did something along those lines. So our community definitely does not like that kind of shit. And personally, that's, you know, taking it a step further by involving an actual police officer is, like I said, pretty gross and something that, like you said, I don't think I could sleep at night if I was him, especially with as much respect as that guy has garnered and built that brand name up. I feel like he has enough behind him where he could have said,
yes.
You know what? I appreciate the offer, but I'm not down with that. And I'm going to wait for another big company who doesn't have ex-law enforcement on their board.
1,000%.
To make me an offer or something, you know, something like that. I don't know. It would have gained him a ton more respect in the community, I think. But then again, we're a super small percentage and chunk of the market. And maybe he just genuinely doesn't give a shit about, you know, the growers and us in general. He's looking for the smokers, the big the big percentage, the right. public, you know?
Right. Well, let's stick here then on this subject. I think that when you get cut a big check, things just start to look different in your eyes. You're able to overlook things that you may not and reshape things in your mind and reshape beliefs to make them fit with your morals and your emotional health. That's just how it goes. I don't think he sees this sort of thing as that big of a deal, maybe.
No, and who knows what happened behind closed doors?
Yeah, that's true too.
Who knows if this company came in and said, look, you can sell to us and we're going to pay you this money, or you cannot sell to us, but just let you know, we just got all the licenses for this state, so you're not going to be doing anything here anyway. Or something, you know what I mean? Something crazy like that.
Yeah.
There could be a lot more to it. And I'm not making excuses for the guy. I'm just saying it's really hard to sit here and say exactly what happened unless you were
in the room.
In on that whole thing. So, and I wasn't. So I don't even know the story behind it except for what I was told. So.
Yeah, and it's
super interesting.
It is interesting, and I'm interested to see, how it turns out. Because is it going to harm his brand? Does nobody care?
Exactly.
I have no idea.
Yeah, does nobody give a shit? Are they going to keep buying it?
I have no clue, man. And it does leave a sour taste in my mouth. I mean, this is what we position against, right? The fact that this plant is easy to grow, and it's medicine at home, and these companies are trying to basically protect the cultivation sector. Like, they're trying to stomp on home grow so that only they can grow it and then sell it to you for way fucking more than it's worth so that you can have low quality medicine for a high price. Yeah. And that's bullshit, man. So that's what we position against here at Growcast. Again, it's hard for me to sit here and judge somebody else for their business practices, but man, if I was going to a board meeting and this dude was in the room, and you know that there's innocent people sitting in jail that this guy put away?
Yes, exactly. And you know what? See, junkie out of bed, anybody should be a little bit more open-minded to the home grower simply because he does breed and does make seed. So, you know, it just makes you think that he should be a little bit more considerate of the home breeder and not be so, I guess, greedy or whatever you want to call it, you know.
Right.
Out of all those MSOs, he should have, or, you know, big people, he should have put his foot down.
I agree. I agree with that take. And I do want to kind of make the disclaimer here. This is due to my understanding. When I say that he sat in a room with him, I don't know if he did. That makes this interesting. What if he never sat in the room with the guy? What if he never knew about it? Again, what if the guy was an active law enforcement, but never put someone away for cannabis? He did something else. Where does that morality line begin to blur?
Yeah, what if he caught rapists or something?
Yeah, dude, good call. What if he was a fucking good cop? So I think that, like, it's so hard to tell what's going on. This sounds like a pretty bad case. If what's being presented as fact is fact, then this sounds like people are upset for good reason, right?
Oh, absolutely, dude. Like I said, like, I grew stuff out. I did some work with this stuff not long ago, but, you know, after hearing this, I'm not going to go out and buy any of this stuff or do anything else with this stuff. You know, it's, I don't want to support him if that's the way he's going, you know?
1,000%. I think a lot of people feel that way. This leads to another interesting question. We will be right back with our guest shortly, but before that, let me tell you about Pulse, everybody. PulseGrow.com, the industry leaders in grow room monitoring. PulseGrow.com, code GROWCAST for 10% off. Save you some bucks. Pulse is the best way to monitor your grow room. They're awesome supporters of this show. They've got the Pulse One and the Pulse Pro. Now, let me tell you about the Pulse Pro. This thing is amazing. It is the ultimate grow room monitor, the last thing you'll ever need, and it tells you everything about your grow room. Not just temperature and relative humidity and whether or not light is on, but also crazy stuff like vapor pressure deficit, dew point. It has a spectrometer to tell you the spectrum of the light that it's receiving. It has a PPFD and PAR reader. It's got a CO2 reader. This thing is insane. It can handle temperatures up to 130 degrees. It'll give you a reading. It's splash resistant. It's got CO2 measurement, accurate CO2 measurement. It's got a 12-hour battery life and a power adapter. Works up to 10,000 feet in ideal conditions without structures or interference. And best thing about this, 30 days you have to return this thing. If you're not satisfied completely, get your money back. Plus, it comes with a 1-year warranty for defects. You can't go wrong. PulseGrow.com, code GROWCAST for 10% off. Grab yourself a Pulse One. If you just need to monitor and get alerts on your phone, make sure you don't lose your crop that you put so much time in. Or go for the big boy, the Pulse Pro, and get all of the readings to completely understand and optimize your grow through data-driven strategies, everyone. PulseGrow.com, code GROWCAST. Thank you to Pulse. All right, everyone, let's get back to the interview. First of all, I agree. You're voting with your dollar, and you don't want to pay this guy if he's fucking working with cops that are, that, you know, have put people in jail. So, but here's the broader question to that. What about judging the cultivar based on the breeder?
I mean, if you got some packs, grow them. If somebody gives you some, grow them. But just don't go out and spend your money and support the guy, you know?
I agree. A lot of people don't feel that way. A lot of people don't feel that way, Rich. A lot of people think you're a clown for growing X breeders' stuff.
Even
if it was free, right?
Yeah, but you know what, dude? I feel like that's with any breeder. There's always going to be somebody who's like, oh, that guy sucks, or has something to say about something, or that strain sucks, or whatever. So I just look at it as
that's true.
You're just in that small group of people who just don't particularly like that breeder to begin with, or whatever, you know. So, like I said, I don't know.
That's an even-handed.
Definitely
take.
Takes it a whole nother level with the cop thing. And like I said, if you already have, you know, packs from the past that you bought or whatever, I'm not going to judge anybody for it, but I just, you know, I wouldn't be buying anything new or going out.
That's the difference.
Giving this guy any more money, like show him that this was a bad move, and that, you know, we're not going to spend our money with him anymore. And hopefully it does hurt his bottom line.
You know, it's interesting though, because I think that that's probably less and less frequent, these breeder tribes, as there's more and more breeders out there. Like soon there's just going to be this whole mess of seeds. It's easy to hate on breeders when there's only a handful to follow. That's what I'm trying to say. It's going to get
totally,
so
dude.
Crazy here soon. Everybody's
it's
breeding.
It's so saturated now. Dude,
yeah, totally. So yeah, it's interesting to see, you know, people can just fall off by the wayside. We see some of these breeders that are hot shit, and then they have one scandal or their Instagram page gets taken down.
It's all
or both.
It takes, man.
Dude.
It's all it takes.
And then you're done. You're toast. You're history. So this industry is nuts.
That's why I don't know why a lot of these guys get so involved in drama and shit. It's like, man, just be quiet. Like, there's no reason to get involved in anybody else's shit. Stay in your own lane and worry about what you're doing, you know.
Right.
Not talking about the seed junkie situation, just other shit in general. You know, you see a lot of breeder drama. And this guy said this or did this. And it's like, dude, it's high school shit, you know?
Yep. Dude, another one that I see less and less of, we've talked about this before, the strain names.
Oh,
breeders
yeah.
will beef about strain names, but now there's so many strains that I'm telling you, you're not going to be able to beef over strain names. You better get used to somebody naming their shit the same as yours.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
And I've always said that, you know, while it sucks and it's not cool to do, and I'll always check for a name first before I use it. I do understand that, like with Peach Pie, I know three different breeders that have it. And when I hear Peach Pie, I think of the biggest one that I can think of and the best one that I've seen the most pictures of, you know? So it's whatever one has the most, you know, quote unquote clout behind it is the one that's going to be, that comes out on top and what people are going to go the name by. Not whoever did it first, you know? That's what sucks.
That's funny. I just saw one. It was kind of cool though, because he turned it into like kind of like a joint publicity thing, I guess, but like 808JB just named a strain and it was the same as another breeder. And he was like,
I think I saw that.
Yeah. And he like tagged him and he was like, yo man, like you named the same strain as me. Like, let's have a grow off sort of thing.
I did see that. It's like Black Truffle or something.
Remember. Something Bang Bang. It was the name of the strain. Cherry Bang Bang. Cherry Bang Bang was the name of the strain, if I'm not mistaken. JB can get a little intense and hype sometime, but I think he's just really passionate about his work, man. Like he's just a passionate guy. I think some people take that a different way, but like, I think he's just hyped on his work and he really believes in his work. And maybe he was a little upset about the strain name, but it's just funny because, dude, you better get used to that.
It's hard not to be. I mean, you know, even with what I said, you know, like, it's hard not to be. If somebody else comes out and uses a name that you already have, even if it is bigger shit, it's still going to bother you, you know?
Yeah, I get that. It's also, what was the name? Cherry Bang Bang is a combination of words. One of the more egregious ones was Boats and Hoes, which is a reference to a movie. I think it's different to get upset over something that you are referencing, which is clearly a pop culture
you're
thing.
You're already taking something.
And it's going to be referenced again. You didn't make up this word. It's going to be referenced again. Whereas if somebody stole Slurricane, which is a made up word, or ice cream Wolfman, right? If somebody was like, I have a strain, it's called Ice Cream Wolfman. That's
yeah, you'd really
very,
have to go out of your way to take something like that.
It's very specific. That strain better be literally some sort of like wolf cross, you know, because otherwise that's not what they're doing. They're not trying to name their strain to capitalize on yours. They came up with the same name.
Most of the time, it's just that, dude. And, you know, I mean, it's just, oh, this would sound good together. I know me and you thinking of names have done it on accident plenty of times where we're like, oh, dude, we, you know, try to put two names together or something. And it sounds fantastic. And you look it up and it's been taken, you know?
Been taken. There's three of them already.
Yeah.
It's really interesting stuff.
Just sounds good, you know? Like Slurricane's a really good one. That's one that I could see somebody putting together, especially a name of something that only has one word. Like Ice Cream Wolfman with three words, it's a little bit harder. You know what I mean? Like you're choosing three different words there at that point. That, you know what I mean? You really, really went out of your way. So
I told you that eventually we're going to run out of names and people are going to start using phrases, you know, like, in space, no one can hear you scream was one of the references I made. Someone just handed
Dude,
me
that
one.
That would be good.
Someone
I
just,
always wanted. Go ahead.
Sorry. Someone just handed me one called Nuttier Than a Fruitcake. I loved that strain.
Ooh,
name.
I love that, dude. Yeah. I love phrases like that. Those are awesome. You see them every now and then, but not as often as I'd like to. We should start doing more.
Yeah, that's fun, dude. Because then how are you going to steal that? We'll do it. You do a whole fucking phrase. It's funny stuff. I think it's just part of the territory. When there's so many breeders.
It really is, man. It really is.
Speaking of breeding though, man, we have to make time to talk about everything you're working on. Holy shit, dude. I've just been loving what's coming out of the community.
Yeah, the Peach Armageddon is like exceeded my expectations. So that's always nice to see.
I have not been let down by a single cultivar, a single phenotype from a single pack from that Peach Quake drop. I was just in Colorado and I hooked up with Tank and the Colorado crew. Shout out to the Colorado boys because they're doing living soil. They do really well with their salt regimen, but they're just now dabbling in living soil. And
That's so cool.
Right. So they gave me some from their first run and it was very good. And they gave me some from this one was, I think, their second or third run. And it was even better. But this was the Rhino's Delight. Why are we always talking about sold out strains, man? We're talking on the show. We're going to talk about Rhino's Delight. We're going to get a bunch of emails. The Rhino's Delight's
well,
sold out.
Well, there's a
right?
reason, dude, because like, They're usually sold out because those are the ones that are the best. So like you're going to see them, I think, more frequently. You know what I mean?
I guess so. People are going to be pissed. They're going to hear all about this. You got to work that Rhinos further or include it in another cross up here.
Oh, dude, for sure. I've been seeing some beautiful plants. Flower Farm had a gorgeous one. So
that's what I was just going to talk about, bro. I just smoked that one. So first of all, shout out
Did you? How was it?
Oh, dude, it was so good. First, we got a shout out Next Level Garden Supply for that Gorilla Glue cut. Fantastical. So thank you, Next Level Garden Supply, Rockford.
Yes.
They were the ones who provided that Gorilla Glue, which was crossed with the Peach Quake to make the Rhino's Delight. And Flower Farms, and he's growing down in Florida, shout out to Flower Farm. He had a very gassy pheno, and it was super, super frosty. It was gassy as fuck. It was a Gorilla Leaner. It was gluey and gassy. But what really stood out about his is when we smoked it, dude, it was a fucking heavy hitter. I mean, we'd been smoking weed all day with the living soil class and after and all that shit. And then we go and light up the Rhino's Delight and I'm smoking it and I just stop, right? You're just holding it. You're holding the joint suddenly. So fucking strong, dude. So strong. So then I make the trip out to Colorado, right? We got the Denver class the next month or whatever. Tank shows up. What up, bro? I got my second living soil run. He hands me some Rhino's Delight. Totally different. Totally different.
Damn.
It smelled like ripe fruit punch, like peach punch, a bowl of peach punch.
So he had a peach leaner, yeah.
He had a peach leaner, but dude, the peach pie usually is very specific. It's like fresh fruit. When I smell a peach quake, that's a peach leaner. When I smell, you know, some of the peaches on Regalia or whatever, that's a peach leaner. It tends to, I know it's different every time, but it tends to be more like fresh sliced peaches. This was like sour peach punch.
Oh, wow.
And it was like mouth watering, like mouth puckering. That's what it was, dude. And it just reeked. It was so loud. And I just have like a tiny bit left. I like brought these smallest little popcorn nugs to the meetup in Oklahoma. And I was like busting them under people's noses. Really, awesome. Really solid cross, dude. So I know we're starting out this strain review on this show with one that's sold out, but
there is a few packs, but there's only enough packs for the couple of box sets we have left.
Oh shit, yeah, we only have a couple
that have
of those.
Every single pack. So there is a few, but
let's do something with those last remaining box sets, man. That's fucking killer.
Definitely.
That's fucking absolutely killer. People love strain reviews. We should just continue down this path. I've been talking about the creature feature for some time. I sent you're going to be able to try that that creature feature, and you know, I said it smells like sweet wine, and really the more that it's aging, it smells a lot like chocolate. I've had two people tell me that this smells like chocolate. And it doesn't scream chocolate to me, but if you think chocolate and sniff it, I can definitely see what they're saying. It's just so frosty and a massive yielder. The creature feature 3. I'm still trying to find a name for the cut, but I have this thing, man. I really hope you like it when you try it, Rich, because I'd like to send you some.
Yeah, I want to try it for
yeah,
sure.
Man, we will make that happen here shortly. And that's one that I'm really, really excited about. Also sold out for now, but I hope you work it more. And we'll sell some of these cuts, man, because it's a special pheno. Super, super special. So it's very, very wild looking.
Yeah, I can't wait to try it.
Mm-hmm, and super complex. So I've been loving that, man. What have you been growing that, of your own or of other people's that you want to review here on air?
Oh, man. So some of my own, I do have a couple Key Lime Madness phenos that we kind of talked about last time.
I love Key Lime Madness. Do you have those for sale or were those freebies?
Those were freebies for one drop. Those are... But yeah, they're sold out.
They're available for... Oh, they're also sold out. Jesus
yeah,
Christ.
Key Lime
right,
Madness.
We'll review one
out.
That's not sold out next, but
I do have clones.
KLM.
Yeah, no, I'm going to drop clones of the Key Lime Madness pheno I have because it is fucking amazing. And that's another one where every plant we've seen from that line that finishes looks incredible.
Yeah, dude. It's the bud structure is really unique.
It is.
Super, super dense.
And it can throw the fuck down too on yield. So
I think that quietly might be one of our biggest yielding strains simply because the density of those buds. Shout out to Z Murder. I got to try some of Z Murder's Key Lime Madness. I smoked it till it was gone.
Yeah, I didn't know he had one. That's cool.
I smoked all the truffle. He had a truffle cut of yours. And I smoked all that and he sent me other stuff. And the Key Lime is what really captivated me after that. And it's just, it has like, it doesn't foxtail, but it has like spiky growth, if that makes sense.
It does, yeah. There's a lot of phenos that do. Some don't, and some actually look exactly like the Key Lime Pie. I can't remember what member was growing it, but I remember I have some pictures. If somebody wants to see it, they can always DM me, or if you're a member, you can look in Discord. They have a black glove on, and they're holding the bud while it's still on the plant, and it looks exactly like the bud I posted on my IG today of Key Lime Pie, the bubblegum pheno.
Oh. God damn.
So you can see some Key Lime Expressors, but yeah, most of them are like a really solid 50-50 mix. And you see that spiky growth. And I actually sent a couple people, quote unquote, breeder packs with like, you know, 20 to 50 seeds in them. So you never know if anybody else will be working that or if I'll end up working it further eventually. I have some seeds stashed for myself. I know I gave Rugged Gent a good pack of those too, because he wanted to look through more of them. He had a beautiful pheno.
Hell yeah.
Too.
Love it, dude. Yeah, I need you to work through that KLM. I need you to cross the creature feature chocolate pheno with the KLM, and we'll see something real special out of those parents, man. We'll do like a feminization or something. I don't know.
Did you get to see Tank's Atom Smasher and try
yes.
that one? Because we
oh
do have
God.
Some of those available, and his, you know, we still have those available. They're not sold out. His looked absolutely stunning, and it reminded me a lot like a 10th planet leaner.
Forgive me, Tank, if you did bring that Atom Smasher. I think he brought me a couple of different things. I saw his Atom Smasher in chat, and it looked amazing, but I actually smoked one down. I smoked one here down in Oklahoma that was like...
Oh, yeah?
Because the Atom Smasher is Supernova by Quake, right?
Yes. Yeah, so it's like a full-on... Growcast seed co-strain, like
dude,
both mother and father.
It was a perfect, and this is what I told the grower, anonymous grower down here, it was the perfect balance of all the parents. So like
awesome.
The Peach Supernova brings that grape from the 10th planet, right? Because one of the 10th planet parents
yep.
is the planet of the grapes. So when you get a lot of the peachy strains, you're getting peach, you're getting sweet, sometimes apricot, sometimes it leans into berry, like some of the typhoons were like berry. but never so much grape other than the supernovas.
Yeah, anything with supernova. Yeah.
Dude, it was literally like I could see a pie chart of the different flavors. It was gassy, it was earthy, it was peachy, it was grapey. And I'm looking for that grape soda because I know that 10th Planet has the grape soda in it. And
it does.
I could get a little hint to that.
Prevalent.
I could get a little hint to that from this particular phenotype of Atom Smasher. So I bet there's more grape soda in there, dude, reaching back to the grandparents.
Oh, there's definitely
going to be. I am so excited about that Smasher, dude. It definitely got me smashed.
Yeah, some of the phenos I've seen, I mean, they look very, very similar to the 10th Planet. So that's why it definitely makes me go right to that strain immediately. So
that's funny,
you're bound
though
to find some cool leaners in there.
Yeah, and it's like reaching back to the grandparents, at least in the small sample size that I've seen so far. Like, I'm going to have to try more before I make that assertion. But like, it seems to be reaching back to that grapey grandparent. Really cool.
Yeah, it is, man. Yeah, and the peach helps it to kind of, peach and grape, you know, they kind of go together and it's easy to kind of make each other express, I guess, if you know what I mean. It's kind of hard to explain, but
they complement each other very well.
Yeah, they complement each other well. And if you're looking for something peachy and you get something grapey, you're usually not going to be like too upset about it.
You know? No shit, dude. Especially because it's like real peach terps.
Oh,
that's
definitely
my shit. The weirdest one that I got that was like still peachy was the peach dosi, which has like a peach saltwater taffy caramel thing going on.
Yeah,
also excited
cool
to get that to you. Shout out to Old Bay. Bred that one and then just gave us permission to do whatever we wanted with it. Fucking love that guy. Shout out to Old Bay. He's the man. But yeah, what I was going to say is I've been confusing our own strains and you've caught me a few times. I can't stop swapping them in my head. The Peach Armageddon is the Slurricane by Peach Quake. And I sometimes confuse that with the Atom Smasher, which is our Supernova by Peach Quake. And so if you saw that Instagram post or the one after where I corrected myself, I don't know why. It's just a lot of explosions like Supernova, Armageddon, Hurricane. It just gets a little swapped in my head.
Lots of peaches too, you know. The Atom Smasher's got Peach Pie and the Peach Quake and the Supernova. So just a lot of fruits going on.
Yeah, for sure. But those are the two that have been really hot. And all of the phenos coming out look amazing. Those two are still in stock.
You ain't lying.
And so, yeah, man, like I am just absolutely stunned. I'm waiting for some of the results on this pancakes pollination, but I'm still drooling over the peach quake pollination. So
yeah, I'm getting ready to pop some of the rhino's butter. So
do we fucking tease before we wrap it up here what you're doing? Do we finally? Because I know we've been talking about it for a long time, but it's actually happening. Should we drop it?
Yeah, no, we're working a femme project now.
And it's not what you think either. It's not what you think at all. We're going to have femmes. There's going to be a whole line, right? A whole drop?
Yeah, there's going to be a whole drop. I'm going to reverse an Oreos cut, the Max Yields cut.
I was going to tease it, man.
Oh, shit. I'm sorry.
No, I'm joking.
But yeah, Farmer John gave me that cut, and it is spectacular. I know some people will kick back on Oreos and say it lacks flavor. I just don't buy into that. I think those people haven't had a good grow of Oreos or haven't had an organic grow of it. Because every time I've gotten it from him, it's flat out amazing. And I know you've had his Oreos as well.
I'm obsessed with Farmer John's Oreos, dude. I had a fucking disaster on my way home from Denver where I allegedly had some very nice buds of that strain. And they didn't make the trip.
Dude, is your suitcase sitting in Tennessee in like that unclaimed baggage store somewhere with a bunch of weed in it?
Whoever opens that suitcase,
they're going to score.
They're going to be so happy. Fuck! Along with one of my microphones in there. Enjoy.
Oh, dude, what a bummer.
You're Jordan River now. So I was devastated, and the reason I was devastated is because that Oreos is so fucking delicious. And dude, I gotta kind of back up some of the imaginary listeners who you cited a second ago. I've definitely had some flat Oreos out there. This is not one of them.
No, I have too, and not just Oreos. Many strains.
True.
If grown right, I think it's fucking fantastic and frosty as shit.
Yeah, man.
Well, and the point, and the biggest point too, is it's super, super stable, John was saying. So that's another reason, you know, for our first FEM project, I want to make sure is uses a super stable mom. So
that's perfect.
And something
dude.
Good.
That's absolutely perfect. And all I know is I'm extremely familiar with this phenotype, genotype, and my God, you guys are in for a treat. It is really close to the flavor of Oreos. It's got savory, salty, sweet cookie. It's got sweet, creamy.
It's kind of doughy. You're right.
Yeah, it's doughy. It's got sweet, creamy Oreo filling. It's got a nice nose on it, like way, way punchier than a lot of other ones I've seen. And I'm so excited that you're working with that. And shout out to Farmer John. Just love that guy so much. Really, really, really good cut, you guys. So there it is. That's a fucking huge tease. I'm sure people are excited about that. Timeline, rough timeline. Be patient.
Oh, we'll
folks.
Have them. Yeah. Before the end of the year, they'll be done. So within,
I know you've heard that before. It's happening though. I promise. I've
yeah,
seen
the
it
end
with
of the
my
year
own
is
eyes.
Coming up. So it's only a couple months. So
I got you. I got
we
you.
We are very, very, very close. And we'll be dropping those. I may even reverse, not just the Oreos, but I may use another room and reverse another plant. So we'll definitely have the Oreos, but you might see some other things too, depending.
Well, wait, you mean there's going to be multiple Oreos crosses, right?
Well, there's going to be multiple Oreos crosses, okay. And I'm going to do some Oreos S1s, yes. But
and
what I'm saying is
I might use another room,
and I'm thinking of possibly reversing either like a banana punch or maybe a truffle cake. There's a couple that I have down the line.
Do
that
a typhoon,
I'm pondering.
Man. You got to do
well,
a seed
that's
cone.
What I was just going to say. I do have a really badass typhoon, and I was pondering doing that one as well. So,
oh, man.
I don't know yet. I'm very undecided on if the second project goes down, what one I should do. But I'd like to possibly do two reversals, at least store some pollen, or even just make a whole, you know, second pollination in the other room with that stuff. Kind of like when we did the ice cream Wolfman and peach pie one, you know, when I did two pollinations at once. So.
Right, right.
They're just fun.
That typhoon was limited, man. And, you know, the truffle cake won the Cultivator's Cup. However, there was no typhoon that was entered.
No.
Typhoon is one of those rare ones. If you guys are growing it, if you're holding on to seeds, pop them. And if you're growing
hurricane,
it.
Hurricane, peach pie, yeah.
Yeah, if
you
you're
want to see
it,
some beautiful pictures of some, Farmer John is growing some right now. And he has some pictures up that are amazing.
Oh, I can't wait to see what those are. I still remember that blueberry gas station fruit pie pheno. Holy shit, it's out there, folks. You're just going to have to hunt
for something
close to it. Yeah,
there's some really, really good ones.
That one's sold out.
Yeah, I don't know, though. I would love to get two pollinations done, but you'll definitely see the Oreos friends come down the line within the next few months, before the end of the year. And
cannot
a lot of
wait.
That is people just been requesting FEMS, and we have so many backstock of reg seeds now that it's, you know, we can do some FEMS and still take care of the reg seed people and the FEM people. Being in Illinois and people only being allowed to do 5 plants, and a lot of other states coming online have limited numbers, it just makes sense. We have to have some FEMS so people can, you know, grow it without having to worry about culling and, you know,
first time growers, especially, man. And I've been doing some big stuff on that. Stay tuned for some madness in the Growcast universe. Before we wrap it up, man, I want to make sure to shout out some other strains that we've been growing outside of our library. Shout out to Purple Caper, man. I'm so excited for these chocolate chip cookies. What are you growing
Dude,
by Purple Caper?
Are you growing
Caper?
Them?
I have some that just went into flower, bro.
Did you? Or you
it
do?
It smells so good. I did flip them. And
I've been dying
have.
To see some of those. I have a pack. I have not grown them yet myself. I'm actually getting ready to pop, I hate to say it because I'm going to sound like a jackass and redundant, but another pack of key lime pie. So you'll be seeing me run some key lime pie FEMS here in the next month so far as the pheno hunt tent goes, because I've got to see what are in those. I got some other shit too.
Shout out to Purple Caper. Yeah, so I'm excited on those
He's
chocolate chip cookies. I feel like the stem rub is almost sweet chocolate. Like I feel like we're already almost there. You know what I mean? I hope that'll be the case. But the stem rub on this thing is amazing, and the it just went into flower. But the structure is it's almost grows like a bouquet of flowers, like lots of tops, all concentrated, just kind of shooting up. You know what I mean?
So she's got good presentation. It sounds like
yes.
I love that.
Good
dude.
For a tent
grower. Yeah.
So I'm really excited about that, and then. I want to see what you do with all the stuff he sent you, the assorted chocolates. And I'm just in chocolate world right now, man. I'm all about chocolate.
Chocolate is, dude, it's a good terp. I mean, that F berry that we had a lot of chocolate in it.
Damn.
At least for me, that's what I got was a
Holy
lot of chocolate.
Holy shit, bro. That's where the creature feature must have been reaching to for the chocolate.
Yeah, I bet it was, dude.
I didn't even think of that. I was like, where is it getting a chocolate terp? The F berry, the Oregon's Huckleberry by Hedband,
yeah,
which is the mother to Ice Cream Wolfman, the father being Ice Cream Man by Compound Genetics. It was reaching back to the yes. F berry for the chocolate terps. Dude, you just cracked the code. That's crazy.
Yeah, you know what? When you said it to me, it didn't even hit me until now either. But yeah, that's like whenever I think of F berry, one of the first things I think of is like chocolate or earthy. There's other stuff. It's super complex. You remember it. It's even to this day, I can still kind of like bring up the flavor without even having it in front of me. You
oh,
know?
Man. Fucking A. So yeah, I'm all about the chocolate terps. I'm all about the coffee terps. I feel like they go together real well, too.
You still need to get a good coffee one, man.
I dropped the ball. We'll make it happen.
I dropped the ball. Yeah, dude. I'm gonna get some more of those Keturas because those are the closest thing I've ever seen.
Yeah, we need them, man. We need them. Shout out. If anybody's got those, hit us up. I think we've got some in stock and I tried to pop some, did not go well. Try with some gibberellic acid. I know they're older seed stock. We'll see if we can't get it done. But yeah, dude, the other one that I was pretty damn excited about was I grew two phenos of It's Fire by Jinx, right? You've done
oh,
some
yeah,
work with Jinx.
Yeah,
yeah. And they both yielded like fuck, man. And pheno number two finished first and it was good. And then pheno number one finished and it was great. It smells like grandpa breath and mothballs, man. It's like stinky denture grandpa breath in grandpa's mothball-y closet, dude. So that's another one you're going to be able to try. And if you're into that funky shit,
oh,
I'll have
you know
cuts
it.
Of this ready for you if you like it so that you might see this work down the road. Trying to contribute a little more to the GrowCast Seed Co. genetics pool. Especially because now I've got more plant count, dude. It's way easier.
Yeah, that's cool, dude. That helps. It sucks having such a low plant count.
Hunting five fucking plants.
Yeah, it's almost why you kind of have to do FEMS, you know. I mean, you don't have to, but it gives you a better way to do multiple strains without, you know,
thinking about it,
having to worry about too much about it. I mean, you still got to check shit, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, like, it's either a sex test.
Female.
Yep, either a sex test or feminized. That's actually what I recommend, especially beginning growers in those newer states, because like some of them are concerned about having more than five plants. You guys know how I feel about fuck a plant count, but like, yeah, I get it. And that's what, dude, I'm so excited for this fem drop. Just keep us updated. I can't fucking wait. I'll pop
oh,
some
yeah,
of those
dude.
Right away, dude. I want some Oreos in my tent.
Yeah, I mean, we got the fem spray now, so we're all good and set.
Okay, man. Well, that wraps this episode. This was a crazy episode, man. Thank you for joining us. I love talking about this
oh,
shit.
It's always fun, man.
The state of breeding.
Yeah, and just the industry in general, you know, there's always shit to talk about, always stuff going on. As old and as new as this industry is, you have the black market or gray market. You got the legal market, which is newer.
Nothing
so
like
much
it.
Going on, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. There's not much like it, dude. There really isn't.
So I think maybe the end message is as weird and as crazy as everything is in the cannabis community right now, make sure to enjoy it for its bizarreness and realize that you're standing in a place in history right now that people are going to look back upon. So if you're working in this industry or just even a home grower and part of this, you're part of an historic moment.
Definitely. Absolutely, dude. Yeah. We're watching it all go down. You know, we've seen the first states go legal and we've watched many more go after. So.
Well, we appreciate you, Rizo Rich. There's a lot of craziness out there. But we can rely on Rizo. Thank you, man. Thank you for all your work with Seed Co. Thank you for coming on the show. Appreciate you a ton, bud.
Thank you. And thank you to the listeners and members and everybody who reaches out, sends awesome messages, supports us and Seed Co. and everything. So I appreciate all you guys, especially you, man.
Fuck yeah. Love you, buddy. You take care. And love you, listeners. Each and every one of you. Make sure to stay tuned. Of course, we got some big episodes coming up here. Matthew Gates is coming back on the show. Queen of the Sun's coming back on the show. We got old friends, we got new friends, and even a bear. That's all for now. growcastpodcast.com/action to find all the action. Find Seed Co. You can just go right to growcastpodcast.com/Seed Co, all one word. Grab some of those Peach Armageddons or some of the Supernovas crosses.
Or Tectonic.
Atom Smasher, Tectonic Truffle, whatever you need. All right, guys, that's all for now. Stay safe out there. Just be super safe and grow smarter.
Later on.
That's our show. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you to Rizo Rich for taking the time to come on the show. And before we wrap it up, we're going to give some love to Rooted Leaf Nutrients. That's right, rootedleaf.com, code GROWCAST for 20% off your carbon-based fertilizers. Now, you guys know I've been using a mix of organic liquid fertilizers, and this is the carbon side, Rooted Leaf Agritech. You've heard Nick on the show. He's an incredible wealth of knowledge when it comes to plant nutrition, and his nutrient line is absolutely unique. You do not pH Rooted Leaf. You can use filtered water and just let it go. And Rooted Leaf is awesome because it's a plant-based, ferment-based nutrient line. No EDTA or harmful synthetic chelators. Does not harm your microbiology like traditional salt-based nutrients with their high salinity. You don't need to flush. You don't need water to run off. Check out rootedleaf.com. Use code GROWCAST for 20% off. An amazing, easy-to-use carbon-based fertilizer line. Like I said, I use this along with our other partner here, and we have a great garden going just off of liquid organic nutrients. So check out rootedleaf.com. I love it. You don't have to pH it. You just let it run. You don't have to flush it. You don't have to do any of that stuff that you traditionally have to do with synthetic fertilizers. So check it out, everybody. Code GROWCAST for 20% off at rootedleaf.com. All right, everyone, that's all for today. Thank you so much for listening. I appreciate you. Come and see us soon at a meetup or a class. I'd love to meet you, smoke some buds with you. And we'll see you next time on GrowCast. Stay tuned, everybody. Thanks. Bye-bye for now.
There's always going to be somebody who's like, oh, that guy sucks, or has something to say about something.